Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. For those of you who are new to the podcast, this is pretty much a just like a lifestyle slash health, fitness, lifting, whatever else we want to talk about. But welcome. We're here today with Kat. She hasn't been on in a minute, so it was
Yeah,
about
it's been
time.
like months. I feel
I
like it's been
know.
months since the last time.
I feel like it like actually has been.
Literally.
So we're glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. Glad to be back.
The pod needed the cat back.
Y'all miss me.
Also, for like the YouTube watchers, sorry about this angle. I am in bed. I am
She's
in bed
comfy.
too.
She's happy, she's recording,
Yes.
and that's all we can ask for.
Yes. I guess, do you want to do housekeeping first? Drop the things and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any socials you want to drop, Kat?
My Instagram is 20Catherine02, spelt with a K. I'm on Snapchat if you want to follow me. My Snapchat's so embarrassing though. I haven't changed it. It's like my childhood nickname. So
It
it's
gives me so
catnip.
much life. Wait, say it again.
catnip234, again with a K. You can make fun of me.
I love
K-R-E-S.
it. I think my first Snapchat username was like, "Hey, it's K."
Yeah.
Like, that's not better. No one has a
Maybe.
good first Snapchat username.
Yes, but as we grow older, we either delete Snap and get rid of it, or we change our name to something a little bit more okay. And I have not since like what, 2013?
Okay, though. You'll get there eventually.
That's fine, but you can follow me on both if you'd like.
There you go. Follow Kat. Okay. Of course, follow the podcast Instagram, which is just Girls on the Move. Wait. Yeah, Girls on the Move podcast. Same with YouTube. Go subscribe. It's just Girls on the Move podcast. My personals on both TikTok and Instagram are k.ann.fitness. Snapchat, we have a lifting group on there. So if you want to be in that and you have either me or Sid or Taylor or Kat or other girls that you know that are in the lifting group, they can let you in there. Just well, okay, so my snap is K, it's KAYC dash FTNS, so it's like fitness abbreviated. But you can go add me on that. I only add girls back. And it is a girls only lifting group on there. And then we do have a Facebook group, which is and all females are obviously welcome to join, but it is probably
There's
a
a
little bit
spider.
get
Going.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Oh,
Yikes.
it's still moving. I'm gonna grab a
Where's
napkin.
yeah.
He's in the shower, but keep doing the socials.
Okay. Yeah, but the Facebook group is girls only as well. We do a lot of events in there. So it's, well, not a lot. It's like every other week to once a month, usually, is what we try to do. But so if you're local Minnesota girly, that one might be more for you. I mean, they both will be, but if you live in Minnesota and you want to make more friends who are like-minded and stuff, this group will be more angled at you. But any girl is welcome to join. Just know that there are a lot of events, mostly is what's posted in there.
And you should definitely join the events because they're so much fun. And I'm sure we'll talk about that more. They're so, and they're such a good way to get to know new people or to just get closer to people you already know. Highly recommend.
I love it. Okay, so I guess we can get into our segments.
Yes. What would you like to do first?
I am looking at the list. Let's see.
Oh, I also Kay's like
I
secretly texting me, guys.
texted her because I didn't know what her plan was. If she won't.
So I just started a book club. I'm trying to figure out what it's called. Oh. Sorry, guys. I just created it like yesterday, so this is all new to me. It's called No Shelf Control. That's pretty
Wait,
freaking good.
that is so clever.
And I didn't come up with it. I'm the least clever person you'll ever meet.
How?
Maddie, she's one of
Okay.
my friends. She came up with the name. Iconic, amazing. So if you'd like to be added, either add me on Snap or add me on Instagram and DM me, and I will help you join the group. We're reading The Housemaid this month by Freida McFadden. So,
Which, if any of you guys have Kindle Unlimited, it's on there too. But
It's everywhere.
do you guys use Fable for the book club? What are you
Yeah,
using?
so we're using Fable. It's like Goodreads, but it's more targeted towards like millennial Gen Zs, I think. It's really easy to use. It's very user friendly. So again, if you have questions, feel free to ask. There's like five people in the group right now.
I
So it's a
want to
lot of
join
fun.
too. I didn't know
Next
how.
time. Next time. Oh, I can help you, but you've already read this book.
I do. I did.
You
Yeah.
could like
It's good.
pretend like you're reading it for the first
Should I
time.
pretend?
Yeah, I'll send you the
I'll
link.
be a fake.
Be a fake. No.
So yeah, definitely go join the her book club because that's just fun.
Yeah, it's like a new endeavor that I'm trying out. I've never been a book person till this year. So I'm really excited, and I want other people to be excited with me. I don't want to do this alone.
I don't want to do this alone. Yeah. I think we're gonna kind of talk about books a little bit in our segments, right? Okay.
We'll get into it.
We will. Should we do food of the week?
Yeah, do you want to go first?
Sure. I have two. I
Who is
know.
she?
Who is this girl?
Who is she?
So the first one, we went to our favorite little dive bar last night. So me and my fiance and my sister and her husband went out for dinner and it was really sweet and fun and I got a BLT and it was so good. I like can't remember the last time I had a BLT. It was so good, so tasty.
Yum,
And then
yum.
for dinner tonight, I made breakfast sandwiches with like bagels, egg, and bacon, and then cucumbers on the side. It was so tasty. Ugh, loved
That
it.
sounds so delicious and so filling.
I'm so full. And then we had like protein shake too, which really, well, I had that before I ate, so I was already like, oh, I'm full. But
Also, if anyone's listening to this, I need like recommendations for protein powder that has no whey in it. We're trying to find a dairy-free protein powder, and like a lot of them suck. Or they just don't taste very good and they're very chalky. So it's really hard to find a good one.
I know it took me, I mean, Ghost is way, but like
Right.
it took me so long to find like a brand that I liked the texture of it and everything.
And protein powder is so expensive, so you almost just have to use all the protein powder. You can't just keep buying new ones.
It's like
So,
not,
sorry to interrupt.
no, you're good, but yeah. Drop some recommendations.
Yeah, I would love to hear any of them. My food of the week is my dinner this, like today. Koi and I found like chicken that's basically already made and you just warm it up, and I thought it would be really gross, but it's really good. It's this or any I will pull
Oh
up.
wait, is that like a, is it like wings?
No, it's not. It's just like chicken breast, and you just like,
Oh,
you can do
okay.
it in the microwave, but I think microwaving food doesn't taste as good as putting it on like the oven. Oh,
Oh,
Koi brought
same.
me one. This. And it's so it's
Kevin's.
3 servings in this, Kevin's. It's 3 servings and it's
Yeah.
21 grams of protein per serving.
That's pretty nice. So if you ate
So,
that whole thing, you're getting 63 grams.
yeah. And Koi and I
Which
split this. We get a serving and a half. So we're getting 30 grams of protein for dinner. So
Heck
that's
yeah.
just been that's been our lazy dinner lately. It's amazing.
I love how you guys just had one on hand.
Oh, we bought 3 of them, I think, just to like have for lazy nights.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I always
So.
buy like a bunch of like the packs of chicken thighs and stuff.
Oh yeah, and just have it
And
ready for
yeah.
rotation.
Exactly. Like put it in the freezer, that and our ground beef.
Oh yeah, so much
Yeah.
ground beef.
So much ground beef.
Every week.
Alex is getting really sick of it.
I'm getting to that
Oh.
point. We've been doing like rice and beef lately, like for lunch every day. And like it's good, but at some point it's like the texture. You get so used to it. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. Do you have a lift of the week?
Yeah. A lot of them are today's things. So I squatted for
Okay.
the first time. Well, I've squatted before, but we just got a squat rack recently. So I squatted for the first time today. I didn't go heavy. It was just like getting used to the barbell, used to the rack, and that was so much fun, like getting back into it and like figuring out my form. It was just like, "Oh my gosh, I get to do this. I'm so excited." It was awesome.
That's so exciting. And
Yeah.
you, okay, so Pat, you should give a little update. You
Oh
have,
yeah. So
yeah.
last time I was on the podcast, I feel like I was in a really low spot with working out. Like all I was doing was walking here and there, maybe lifting once every other week. And now Koi and I bought a squat rack. We have barbells, we have dumbbells. We have like workout bands and like we're consistently working out all the time and it's been really fun. So like I'm glad that the first time I'm back on the podcast, like I have like this rejuvenated love for working out. So that's where I'm
Yeah.
at, guys.
It's so exciting. So fun.
Yeah. And it's just so exciting to like build my gym. Like it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so
That's
fun.
honestly, you need to get mirrors next.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about that. So I'm on the
My
lookout.
life hack, I got mine on Facebook Marketplace. If you look up bathroom mirrors.
Because they're big.
Yeah, and you, like there's so many different dimensions and stuff of them on there, so
That's
we just
smart.
picked a few of the same ones, got like for like $5 to $10 for each one. Yeah, I'm not kidding. It was, and then you
That's
go and get
crazy.
clips or something from Menards or Home Depot. Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's pretty easy. Like it worked out real well for us.
Yeah, it looks really great. What was your list of the week?
It'd have to be pole day. I had a pole day on Saturday morning. I have not lifted since then, which is okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. But it was a good lift. I've been loving doing pull-ups, and then starting to deadlift again, which is exciting. I want to get into the 600-pound club. So we'll see.
And you're not too far. You're not too far at all. I don't think you are.
I went down in weight a ton on squats.
But aren't you
Because
trying to
I'm,
work on your form currently?
yeah. Yeah, I've
And
been
like depth.
rebuilding my squat. So that's been lacking. But
Yeah.
we'll get there
Well, that's really
eventually.
exciting. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Thank
you, brother.
you. Thank you, brother. I forgot about that. That was
You
a
too.
good era. You
That
know, like
was.
that was like what, April?
Yeah, that
When
was
that
so much
was,
fun.
dude, that was funny.
I can't even remember.
Sketch.
Sketch. I love sketch.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Anyways.
Yeah, on our next little side quest. What was your high of the week?
Feel like I have a lot.
Dude, same. It
It's
was
been like a
such a
packed few
good
days.
week. Yeah.
So I'm gonna stay specifically like within the weekend first. We did like a girls' event on Saturday. We bedazzled books, and that was really fun because we got to kind of see what genre of books people like, and we really got to sit down for like 4 hours and just like talk and laugh and like just like be together, and that was so much fun. It was so fulfilling.
So fun.
It
Yeah,
was so exhausting though.
I know. By the end, I was like, my eyes are so tired because so it's pr
Yeah.
pretty much like we bought diamond art kits and did the paper and stuff over the book. So it was so much fun. I got like a third of the way done with mine. One girl like almost finished her whole entire
It
book
was
in
so
just those 4 hours.
close.
I was like, how are you doing this? I was like, you're cruising. She's just over there, just dialed in. I
And
was
it looks
like,
perfect.
oh my gosh, it looks
No mistakes.
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so fun. I just had a blast with it. Thank you,
Yeah.
TikTok, for that idea.
Yeah, would recommend. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, oh, we did so much this weekend.
Yeah, you go. You tell me one.
Oh, what did I
Not me putting you on the
do?
spot.
Dude. Oh, this is a weird high of the week, but so my parents live on a lake, and between my parents and two neighbors, we took out, it was really late in the year to do this, but we took out three docks and three lifts, and it took about 2 hours to do that, but it was fun. It was really challenging and hard and really at
A little
the
chilly.
last house we were at, it was on the side of the lake that was a little bit deeper, and I'm short and I have my waders on, and me and Koi both, we drank the lake. Like, we bent over to try to get under the dock to go get be able to push it instead of pull it. And oh my gosh, we drank the lake. It was so
Yeah.
cold, but it was fun. It was just like fun to be with everyone and do that. But
Yeah. It looked like a lot of fun. It was like a pretty big group of people doing the docks, and like
yeah.
I wasn't helping, but I was like one of the boats is at where I live, and every time I looked out, you guys were just like laughing and having so much fun. It looked so fun.
You kind of have to, otherwise it just can be kind of like those
Yeah.
kind of things can get frustrating when it like doesn't give and stuff.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to just like go prepared to have just like a happy
Kind of
mindset around.
carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked like a lot of fun. That is like a very weird high.
It is so weird. I
But
know.
like it was, it looked like so much fun. I love.
Yeah.
Another one of my highs is, so I'm doing this book club. We finished The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And so me and two of my friends met at a coffee shop, and we like sat for 2 hours and just talked about the book, drank coffee. It was a lot of fun. So love
That's
seeing my girls, love finishing books and getting drinks. Like that was so much fun.
awesome. I love that. Another high for me was, well, on Friday, me and Alex went and got some tattoos. His buddy is a tattoo artist, so we went and got a few tattoos. He got two leg ones, and I got my first and second hand tattoo. If you are listening, I just showed my hand. That's what that pause was. So, and then I got like a and one on my arm to go on my sticker sleeve a little
That's
bit.
adorable.
Isn't it fun? He put flowers
Yeah.
in the cowboy hat.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then Alex is a smoking a cigar. It's so funny. Yeah. So that was
Gosh.
this big high.
Can I like change the subject kind of sort of?
Absolutely can.
I think you need to do a tattoo tour on your fitness account. You need to do a tattoo tour. Your tattoos are awesome.
I feel like I don't have enough to do like a whole tour.
But you could do a tour and then update it in like a year or two.
True. I could do that. I
For
was thinking
me.
about doing it too, but I was like, we'll see. Once these ones heal up a little bit more, I will, maybe.
Okay, I like it.
Because it's just scabby as fuck.
Just give it a week or two.
Yeah.
It'll be cute. My last high is just like staying active. Like every evening, me and Koi get home from work, we work out, we eat dinner, and then we go on a walk. And it's kind of like our new routine. And I feel like I have so much energy from doing this. And maybe we can get more into this during the topic, but I've just been really enjoying staying active and caring about my body in a
Yeah.
different way than I have been in the past.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
That was my last high.
That's a good high. My well, obviously going out with my sister and her husband last night was really fun. But then also on Saturday night, me and Sid and Taylor went out to Minneapolis, which I've actually never done.
Which
Like,
I'm surprised by.
I'm not the going out type. You know what
You're
I
not, like,
mean?
a lot of your friends are very social, like Sid and
Yeah.
Taylor. So I
Yeah.
like would think that you would have gone out more.
Yeah.
I think you
Yeah,
should
no,
tell
it
the
was.
listeners why you went out. Like, what was this weekend about?
It wasn't about anything. It was just a fun weekend. And so yeah, we went out on Saturday night, and that was really fun. It was just really fun. Taylor stayed over at my place Friday night, so we got to just kind of catch up and everything because she lives in Wisconsin, so we don't see her very often. but yeah, it was a good time. We always just have a good time with it.
Yeah, that looked like so
Yeah.
much fun. I feel like it was just such a fulfilling weekend for both
It
of us.
was. Yeah. It's a
Yeah,
good
it was
one.
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, one for the books.
Definitely. Do you have any hot takes? Current events?
I feel like there's a lot going on in social media.
That's what I'm. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on, like with cancellations and people rising to fame and documentaries coming out. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, did you have a specific one?
Okay, one that I don't. First of all, let me just get it out there right now. Thank you, Beyonce.
You.
Podcast would not be, a thing without you.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Oh my God, but that whole shit is crazy. That's
That's pretty
crazy.
messed up.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe,
Right. If you don't know what we're talking about, look up Beyonce, look up Diddy, look up anything, and you'll
Yeah,
find
look up
everything.
like the Beyonce conspiracy theory. It's pretty much like saying like if people don't thank her in their awards, like bad things happened or something to them. I don't know. It is crazy though, because there are some things that kind of back it up a little bit. So it is crazy. And with the world we live in, like I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
I
Anything could
feel,
happen.
yeah, I feel like in that industry, you like, in like Hollywood, anyways, like you sell your soul to make it. I don't know. Crazy things, but and then we started watching the Menendez brothers, the theatrical version, like the actual show of it. We got an episode in, but I really like it, and I do like I've listened to a lot of podcasts about the case itself and stuff. And yeah, so I've been getting into that a little bit, which is fun. I'm gonna watch like the docuseries after, but I kind of wish I swapped it. Like, I wish I started the docuseries before the theatrical version, but
That's
yeah.
good to know, because like I've been wanting to watch it because I've heard a lot about the Menendez brothers, but like I don't
Yeah.
know many details.
Yeah.
So
I would watch the series, the docuseries first if I were you.
do you know where they're streaming?
Netflix. The
Netflix?
show is called Monsters.
Okay. Yeah, I've just heard a lot of messed up stuff and just how tragic the whole situation is.
Yeah, for sure. And I've like the
Sad.
big thing that I've been hearing a lot of, or like that's been really going around on social media, is like if Gypsy Rose is out, then the Menendez brothers should be out because they have very similar crimes. But I don't know how I feel about all of that, and I don't really want to put my opinion on the internet about all of that. So yeah.
Yeah. It's
It's such a
just,
hard and touchy subject, and there's so much gray area.
yeah, it's just really sad. Educate yourself, watch the docuseries, know about
Come up
it.
with your own opinions.
Yes.
Do you have
I think
anything?
my only like hot take social media thing that I've been seeing a lot of is like the Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan breaking up, like that whole situation with him breaking up with her and then posting about it on social media without notifying Brianna about it. I've just been seeing a lot of that, and I think that's pretty messed up.
I think he's kind of a scummy guy.
And you can kind of tell based off of his past relationships on how he's treated the woman.
And like
Like,
how he ended things with his ex-wife. Yeah. Cheaters cheat.
Cheaters cheat,
And
and
they
scumbags
suck.
will always be scumbags.
Yeah, they suck.
That's my takeaway.
That's a good takeaway. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about kind of like how to recognize and both like recover from a burnout phase in life. And I think that this is like a really hard season for a lot of people because we're transitioning into darker days, quite literally, colder days. You're more cooped up inside. You don't have as much like freedom as you do in the summer as far as like what you want to do and like just getting your vitamin D and everything. And I think a lot of that can play a part in burnout, especially with the darker days, I think. Just because you come home from work and it's dark already. That's just, our bodies need some sunlight, some, vitamin D every day. But I thought it'd be a good time of the year to kind of talk about it. But yeah, so I think the first thing is to just recognize that your body is on burnout and you're running on low fumes. And like I for me personally, I get really like I can get really worn out from not doing that much. And it doesn't always mean I'm on burnout. It's sometimes I just like need to recharge a little bit. But so I think just recognizing that you are quite literally doing way too much for your body to be able to recover from, and you're in that rut, is like the first step to kind of like being able to get out of it.
I would like fully agree with you on how, like, with the weather change, with us not having as much sunlight, like feeling burnt out really easily. Like, I fully get that. Like, over this past weekend, like, I had so many highs and so much fun. But after I was done socializing, I like felt so exhausted. And like, it's really hard to transition into this period where you're not getting as much sunlight and you're just sitting inside and you don't want to go out and you don't want to like do those extra things for yourself, like health-wise. So like I fully understand like the burnout, because like right now I'm fighting, like trying to stay busy, or oh, it's 8 and it's pitch black, or it's 7 or 6:30 and it's pitch black, like I just want to go lay down. Like it's hard to keep habits, and like it's really hard. So it's really easy to fall out of those habits, and this is like the best time to like be pushing harder.
Definitely. And I think though too, like with that, like this is the time to really either if you haven't already built some healthy routine and habit for yourself to do that, but otherwise to really prioritize the maintenance of yours already, like your already existing one. And I think if that's quite literally like if you're like I need to like have some me time, like have some you time every night, like read a book, like give yourself your 30 minutes of sacred time to like go read or like go on a walk or a jog or go lift or whatever is your good escape, I guess. And I think that's the other thing too, is like you need to know or like start trying to find out what your stress release and what your like kind of stress coping mechanisms are, and figure that out before you can kind of like go on to like getting yourself in a healthier mindset and stuff. You gotta know what's gonna work for you to get yourself there. And I know for me personally, it's like going on walks with my dog. Except for when he's being like a little a-hole during the walk, which is a lot.
Which is most of the
Like
time.
it's most of the time he is kind of a jerk, but he's cute. Or like lifting for me is a huge one, obviously. Reading, I've been getting back into reading, and that's been like super helpful too. Eating, eating's like always there for me.
Love eating. Would recommend.
Comfort foods, yeah, but like trying new foods, like kind of like being in the kitchen and stuff has been good too.
Yeah. I have an influencer that I follow, and she's been really like on a journey to become healthier, like mentally and physically. And one of her like biggest things of advice is spend like 30 minutes every day doing a hobby that isn't on your phone. Like
Yeah.
spend time doing crafts for 30 minutes, spend time reading, spend time really doing any hobby for like mental health, for you time. 'Cause I find so much of my time during fall and winter goes to my phone. 'Cause
Yeah.
like I don't have that motivation to do
Yeah.
much or many other things. So like finding that time for your hobby, for yourself, I think is really key. So even if it's not like a physical activity, at least do something for yourself. I think
Yeah.
that's really key.
Yeah. I think it will help like kind of start to stabilize your
Yeah.
like
Like help
mental
you build a
levels.
routine.
Yeah, for sure. I think yeah, but just having some sort like knowing, figuring out and knowing what your coping mechanisms are and making time in hopefully every day to be able to apply those to your life so that you can like help yourself. Because when you're a happier person, the people around you are going to be happier people. And that is always helpful too.
Yeah. I think another thing that is helpful with like struggling through a burnout is building a community or even just having a friend to talk
Yeah.
about it with, 'cause it's really hard when you're alone. 'Cause like I personally really get in my head, so it's nice to have people that I can reach out to like help motivate me or to just help listen to me so I can let my feelings be known and then I can, progress and try to get better.
Well, and I know one thing that like I personally do too is like I'll isolate myself.
It's super
And
easy like
it's
during this
so
time.
easy to do, especially when you're just so mentally exhausted. It's so hard to like have the energy to like reach out to someone and be like, hey, do you want to go meet? Like, but also not making like your friends your therapists,
Yes, yes. There's a healthy balance.
yeah, for sure. And like, yeah, I think it's very important to have those people in your life where it's like a two-way street where you can both kind of just like vent to each other,
Yeah.
and I think that's so important. But yeah, but like just I think it's so easy when you're in those ruts of like kind of a mental rut or like just down and out, to just totally isolate yourself and just like, because if you really think about it, it's easier to not do anything about it than, trying to help yourself out, especially when you're in that like feeling. So I don't know. I think it's important, like you said, to just make sure you have that community and you are making sure that you're not like locking yourself away from the world and just showing up to work and going home, Yeah, I think that's
So I
huge
want to
too.
shout out the gym group because we do events and like I know it's scary and there have been some events where like I don't want to go and hang out with a bunch of people that I might not know, but in the end, oh, there's another spider. Oh boy.
What in
Koi.
the world?
There's a spider. Okay, but sorry. So like the events are really helpful. Sorry. I hate spiders. Okay, I got my eyes on it. It's
I
gonna
th
okay. It's gonna be
yeah.
a vacuum noise for. It's on the hardwood. Where'd it go? Oh no!
That's so funny because when me and Koi used to live with each other, we would make Alex get all our spiders. Like neither of us would deal with them.
Oh, I have them on speed dial for the big spiders.
Got away.
What?
He got away. What in the crack?
Okay. Okay, anyways, so my
Yeah.
point was it's really nice to have like the gym community 'cause it kind of I don't want to say forces you, but like it helps you get out of your head, it helps you get out of the isolation and it's just fun. Like during the last girls meeting, like some people didn't talk very much, but it was nice to just like be together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes I don't talk at the events like at all, but it's just nice to be next to someone and like have
Yeah.
friendship. So I would
Yeah.
recommend going at least once and trying it, especially in winter.
Oh, yeah, especially in winter. And I promise we won't do like crazy outdoor extreme sport activities because I can't. I would literally break every bone in my body. But
Yes.
if that's something that you want to do, host an event. I'll come
And
and watch and drink hot
we'll try.
chocolate.
Yeah, we'll try. Or drink hot chocolate.
I will not try it.
I will try. I love winter sports. Not good at
You?
them, but I will try them. Yeah.
See, I tried snowboarding, what was that, like 3 or 4 winters ago, and that ended horribly. It was awful. Worst teacher ever, I think.
Need to know
It
more
was
about this
just,
later.
it was real rough,
Rough.
Yeah, I'm just gonna blame the teacher because it obviously wasn't me not being coordinated.
This athletic goddess being bad at snowboarding, how could this be her fault?
Athletic and coordination are such very different. That's the issue. Yeah, it was tough. So I think I learned my lesson there, though, that like I'm kind of a sit on my ass and sip hot chocolate while everyone else does like jumps and stuff,
Love.
Yeah. I'll maybe attempt the bunny hill again if we do a snowboarding thing.
I personally like skiing a lot. I haven't done it in years, so I would probably be horrible.
So my fear
Uh-oh.
is like absolutely ripping my groin, like effing
I've done
up
that.
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I would rather be on a board where my feet literally cannot do the splits.
Yeah, my biggest fears while skiing is not being able to stop and running into something or going super fast down like a black diamond. And my other fear is my legs going opposite directions and hurting my groin, which I've done, but it wasn't like bad, but like it hurt. Like both my hips popped when my legs went the opposite direction, crack, crack. And then I was done for the day. And that's the last time I skied. So I would love to try again if anyone wants to go.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is Kat's gonna post a skiing event.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So make sure you're in the group because There's your community.
Community.
But yeah, I don't know. I think though, especially during the winter, like just making sure you're surrounded. And that's not to say like 24/7. Like that's
No.
you still need your you time, and you still need to be able to recharge your battery and stuff. And yeah, and that's like another thing I had here. It's just like you're like you need to allow yourself those breaks so that you can fill yourself back up, because burnout is just like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel for any energy, anything left in you to just get through the day. And that's not normal. Like you shouldn't be doing that. Like you need to, if you're feeling like that, you need to take that break and give yourself like grace for taking the break too. Like don't beat yourself up, because you and your body obviously need it so much. But yeah, I
I
think
think
that's like, yeah, go ahead.
it's really easy to not give yourself grace and to keep pushing and working out every day and eating healthy and not letting yourself have any like cheat meals or even snacks. Like I think it's really easy to push until you burn out so bad you like can't get back into it. Like it's so good to have breaks. It's so good to have breaks. You don't
Well,
need to push that hard. It's okay.
and for people like this is more extreme, but like for like people who are like athletes, like you look at like social media athletes who work out like 3 hours a day almost every day, like it is suggested that they take rest weeks. Like your
I
body,
didn't even know that.
yeah, like your body is not built for that. Your body needs to be able to recover and able in order to keep building. That was
Yeah.
such a wow, I had a coy moment.
Just looked like so offended. His mouth is to the floor. He's that offended.
I do have to say, he is definitely the podcast like number one listener. I don't think he's missed an episode, and he does text me every Tuesday saying, "Good episode, bro. Good episode."
He just did like an air bump or an air
Yeah,
fist.
so shout out to Koi. He's my
Just
brother and Kat's husband.
yeah, I picked a
Yeah.
good one.
Yeah. He's okay.
Sorry. Did you hear him?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think like the main things is, well, first of all, recognizing that you're in burnout or that you're getting to burnout. Ideally, you start to kind of like take care of it before, and that it's not always possible. You still have to go to work. You still have to like get your shit done, walk the dog, like make dinner, you do all your things, 'cause but trying to give yourself that time and that those breaks where you can to just kind of recover and stuff. But yeah. I think that we forgot to talk about the books we're reading. Can we do that before? Okay.
So I guess I haven't started it. I'm gonna read The Housemaid. I'm buying it tomorrow. I'm going out with the girls to buy it.
Cute.
I'm also reading A Thousand Ships.
You're reading two at once?
Three. Okay,
How do
so
you
this
keep
one.
them all straight?
Okay, well, all the books I read are typically in different genres, so it's pretty easy
Okay.
to keep them straight. So The Housemaid's like a thriller mystery, I guess.
Psych thriller, kind of.
Yeah, A Thousand Ships is Greek mythology. It's about the Trojan War, but from the woman's perspective. So I just started this, so we'll see if I like that. And then I'm listening to The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, and
Okay.
that's like a fantasy fiction book. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm really trying to get back into reading this year. In high school, I read a little bit, and then I haven't started reading till this. Is that a sentence? I haven't started. Anyways, I'm just trying to read more, and I'm really enjoying it. And like, I think it's one of my favorite hobbies that I have right now. So yeah, I've been loving it so much. What have you been reading?
I just finished The Teacher by Freida McCrowden. Good book. It was good. And then
Oh, I wanted
I
to ask you,
yeah.
because Kay's watched, or not watched, she's read a lot of Freida McFadden. So did you know what was going to happen at the end, or were you shocked?
Okay, I predicted part of it, but she always has some twist like at the end of her book that like is just
You can't predict it.
wild, just insane. So I didn't see that one coming, but it wasn't like I wasn't that surprised about it. I think I should have been, but like I wasn't too surprised just because I don't know. There were a few hints throughout the book where I'm like, what? Maybe. But then there was like, no way, no way. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess so. But yeah. It was a good book though. I've read a lot of her books and I really like her. I like the genre a lot. And I just started last night, then I started a book that one of my other friends recommended to me. It's called All the Dangerous Things.
Ooh.
I think I only got like a chapter or two in because I fell asleep naturally. But it's really good so far. And from what she's told me about it, like she didn't like spoil anything or anything, but I asked her like, what's it about? Because I'm like, yeah, I got it's
It
got
like
it.
thriller genre?
But yeah, it's kind of the same sort of idea. Like kind of like it's like fiction, true crime. Does that make sense? Like, okay, like it's true crime in the book.
But it's not real. Is it based off of anything?
No, I don't think so. It's interesting.
You
I don't
like it
know.
so far?
Yeah, I like it so far. I'm excited to see
Nice.
what all happens, but it's on Kindle Unlimited, so that's always a plus too. Save that money. But yeah.
Guys, I want to buy a Kindle. I might make that my Christmas gift to myself.
I think you should make it your like October 29th gift to yourself. She's looking at Koi. What'd he say?
He did like the, I guess.
There you
Maybe.
go. Since you're going out to get books, so I might as well pick up a Kindle.
Okay, stop it. Stop flirting with me.
I love my Kindle so much though. Like, and yeah, there's like phases where I don't have time to read and it just kind of collects dust, but for the most part I pick it back up and I don't know. I think it is a good investment. It saves a lot of room in the house. I don't know, I really like it. I love having my little library all in like one little thing.
Yeah,
I
I
think it's so
love.
cute. I'm thinking about bedazzling the back of it.
You can do so much with it. I've seen people bedazzle. I've seen people put stickers. Like, you can do a
Yeah.
lot.
I
I
know,
think that's
I
really
want
cool.
to.
You should.
Maybe I'll work on that tonight.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah. Do you have anything else that you want to share, Ad?
I don't know if I have anything to like share. I think just overall burnout is something really hard. I've gone through a lot of burnouts with a lot of my life, with either working out, with eating, with friends, with like everything you can burn out in, I've burned out in multiple times. So I'm at a period in my life where I'm really pushing myself to be healthy about everything and to enjoy what I'm doing. Like tonight when I got home, I was able to squat and that was really exciting. But also I had a really, I don't want to say lazy, but a really short workout because I felt like that burnout coming. So I was like, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna push myself to do it, but I'm not gonna push myself to hate the workout. So I did what I enjoyed and then I stopped. And like, so I think just be okay with not pushing yourself 100% all the time.
Well, and sometimes like your 70% is 100%, you know,
Yes, I
like
love that.
sometimes you don't have 100% to give. You have 70%, but you can give that full 70%. I don't know.
So be okay with not, like, be okay with slowing down sometimes. I think that's a important. Be graceful.
Just have grace with yourself.
That's what I wanted to say.
That is what you wanted to say.
You got me.
I did.
Thank
But
you.
love that. But yeah, I guess is there anything else you wanna add? Take
No,
away?
that's all I have. What do you think? What do you have?
I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I think that was a good episode.
Think so. Well, thank you guys all for listening, and we really hope you come back next week. It's gonna be play by ear again next week. I never know what we're gonna talk about until like the day of. So, love you all, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.